The last official jobs report before the election is not too shabby. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The October jobs report is in. There were 161,000 more people working when you count up all the payrolls outside of farming. A survey of households finds the unemployment rate dropping from 5.0 to 4.9%. Let's wade into this with Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial and a regular guest on Fridays here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So searching for adjectives to describe these reports, I might come up with solid job growth. What word would you use?
Well, you know, it's funny. That's actually a word I used in my note this morning. Look, if you were just looking at the headline, you'd probably say moderate, up 161,000. That's not great. But remember that in early October, Hurricane Matthew hit the southern United States. And according to the Labor Department, 183,000 people said their ability to get to work was disrupted by that storm. Now, not all of them were out for the entire survey period, of course. Some, probably most, managed to get in. But in months where you see big storms, hurricanes, blizzards, there's often a dampening effect on the headline payroll rise.
I see where you're going with this. And if you add in the upward revisions for August and September, this thing looks stronger.
Oh, it is strong. Absolutely. Because on top of the rise in payrolls, the big revision to payrolls, there's also a drop in the unemployment rate and a solid increase in average hourly earnings.
All right. So the last one before the election. If you're wondering how the labor market was, Chris Lowe says pretty solid.
Absolutely. And there is one more before the next Fed meeting, but there's nothing in this report suggesting the Fed can't go ahead and raise rates if they want to.
All right. Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you for this.
You're welcome, David.
Let's check the numbers now. The Dow, it's kind of mixed. The Dow is down 15 points, about a tenth percent. The S&P 500 going the other way up 3 points, a tenth percent. A similar percentage rise for the NASDAQ up 7 points. The bond market fell at first, but now the 10-year Treasury yield, which moves inversely, is down below 1.77%. There's news that a Chinese real estate and entertainment conglomerate is buying the Golden Globes, the Academy of Country Music Awards, and New Year's Eve. Those three telecasts are owned by Dick Clark Productions, which China's Dalian Wanda is buying for $1 billion. Dalian is controlled by Wang Jianlin, who is often listed as China's richest person. By New Year's Eve, I mean the Times Square countdown show that DJ and entertainer Dick Clark did for decades. And those music awards, it's the ACMs on CBS, not the CMAs on ABC, which is a lot of the alphabet all in one sentence. And now to companies that take political stands, not just with their campaign donations, but with their consumer marketing. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has the story.
This right here isn't a political advertisement.
Remember when America stood for things like honor, freedom, personal responsibility, and faith?
It's an ad for a Dallas-based cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Joe Tedgerdine is a VP.
We're different from the other carriers because we donate a portion of your monthly subscription to conservative organizations and candidates.
Organizations like the NRA and the American Family Association. Tedgerdine says he feels like he sees more and more big corporations leaning left.
It's always irritated me because I always think, you know, I just want to buy your goods and services, but I don't want to support your politics.
Patriot Mobile encourages customers to avoid companies like AT&T and Verizon because it says
big mobile gives millions to liberal candidates.
Though federal data shows all the major phone companies also donate to many Republican candidates, hedging their bets. This model wasn't actually a conservative idea. It was inspired by Credo, an older left-wing cell phone company that donates a cut to activist nonprofits. Ray Morris, CEO of Credo, is quick to distinguish what it does from Patriot Mobile.
We're not funding hateful PACs. We're not funding the NRA.
Is all this leading to a world where Democrats and Republicans buy different internet and phone services, shop at different stores? Liliana Mason, a political science professor at the University of Maryland, says studies show that political cultural divide has already happened, with everything from cars.
Democrats obviously are much more likely to drive a hybrid.
Republicans go Land Rover to food. Republicans are more likely to eat at Cracker Barrel.
And Democrats tend to eat at White Castle and Popeyes more.
And campaigns use that info to micro-target potential supporters. But she says partisan marketing doesn't make as much sense for companies who don't want to alienate half the population. Still, there are people like Joe Tedrodine whose politics trump convenience. For example, he doesn't like Starbucks because it helps fund Planned Parenthood. He could see an alternative coffee shop, say, located in conservative areas.
They could, you know, run Fox News all the time in their store and have it all donned out in elephants and red or something. I don't know, but...
But things aren't that splintered yet, not even at Patriot Mobile. It's still a small startup, so it contracts its service through Sprint, which, just like the rest of Big Mobile, donates to candidates from both parties with its own interests in mind. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
Today we talked to a nurse practitioner in Seattle who's losing patients because he leans Democrat. If you missed that on the radio, it's at marketplace.org or in the first of our podcasts of the day. Unrelated but related, there's news that Southampton Hospital on New York's Long Island has banned political discussion in the hospital gym because some of the patients exercising there have heart conditions. I think we all have heart conditions these days. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.